Hey there, Freedom Fighters. My name is Andrew Warner. I'm the founder of Mixergy, where I interview entrepreneurs about how they built their businesses. A lot of the entrepreneurs that I interview come up with innovative models, innovative business models, innovative products. And I have to be honest, today's guest did something really innovative, and I don't fully understand it, but I think I get the heart of why it's so exciting for people. All right, the guest that we're going to get to meet today is Francesca Rovera. How do you pronounce your last name? I love how you did it. I'm trying to reproduce what you did. Rovera.
It's Rovera.
Rovera. When we first connected, it was like so cool. I said, I got to say it that way. So here's what she did. She is the founder of a company called Six Continent. The way it works is you buy gift cards, the same kind of gift cards you can get at the grocery store or buy online from the company, except you can get it and not pay full value for the gift card. Like maybe $100 Amazon gift card you get for $80 instead of $100. But the difference in between the $80 that you pay and the $100 that's value on the gift card, you make up for in points that you get from Six Continent for doing things like shopping using the cards that you bought previously on Six Continent and for filling out your profile and so on. I see that Francesca is like nodding in agreement, but also I'm seeing that I'm not fully getting it the way that I express it. We're going to find out how she did this, how this model works, and also how the revenue from what I can see here is phenomenal on this. We're going to do it all thanks to two great companies. The first will host your website, right? Hostgator.com/Mixergy. And the second, if you're looking to hire developers, they'll get you best people out there. Go to toptal.com/Mixergy. I'll talk about the sponsors later. First, Francesca, good to see you here.
Yeah. So, hi to all. Andrew, you explained very well the model of Six Continent.
Okay.
We are a platform, and we are e-commerce and plus a social network. So we combine everything, and we resell a gift card of a lot of the most important brands in the United States, from Amazon to Whole Foods or whatever.
Yep.
And the people can redeem the credit that they earn on Six Continent with some purchases. So they can redeem the credit and they can pay the gift card of 100 for 800 because they redeem that $20 in credits. So the powerful of Six Continent is to grow up the power of purchasing of the people.
So, look at this. I'm looking at an Apple Store and iTunes gift card for $25.
Yeah.
I have to pay you guys $20 for that, not $25?
Yeah, we sell the gift card of $25 of the value.
The card says I can buy $25 worth of products at Apple, and then and how much do I give you guys to get that?
You give us $25.
Okay.
$20 for license with your credit card, and $5 if you earn some credit during the month. You can pay $5 with points. And $20 with your credit card.
Got it. And then the extra 5 points. How do I get $5 worth of points on your platform?
Yeah, you can. I mean, you can earn the points with to publish some review or to get more gift card or to if you, you when you buy something, you can write a review and you can gain some points. So we have on our website all the rules to increase the points.
And I would write a review where for iTunes gift card? Where would I write that review?
On our social commerce. So we have social and e-commerce inside.
Got it. So I take all this action, and in return for taking that action, I get to pay less cash for more value of the card. That's basically the heart of it. I'm basically taking a $20 bill out of my pocket, sending it to you, and in return I get $25 worth of Apple Store credit, and the difference between the two is stuff I'm earning by interacting with your platform, doing things like filling out my platform, my profile, doing things like writing reviews. I'm starting to get how this works. Bottom line it for me: if you're getting a $25 gift card from Apple, how much do you pay Apple for that? Or let's take it away from Apple. Nobody likes to talk about Apple. Let's say generic main company, they charge you $25. You have a $25 gift card. How much does your company have to pay for that?
Yeah, we have an agreement with the big company, and all people, if they become a bulk code or whatever, if you go to the supermarket and the supplier buys something for a bulk order, you can pay less. Is a discount?
No, I mean you. How much? What's the cost to you of a gift card? Average gift card, let's say for $100, how much do you have to pay for it?
Yeah, but we have to pay to the supplier.
Yes.
To explain before. Yeah, I can't say the number.
Give me a ballpark. $80 for, is it 80% of the value? Is it?
It depends. I mean, for 20, it's an average of 10 and 20.
Wait, so for a $20 gift card, on average, you pay $10 for that gift card?
It depends.
But that's possible. $10 to $20 is what you pay.
Yeah, and the 50% of our gain, so in this example of $10,
yep.
I give back to the user $5 more.
Got it. Okay, so you pay anywhere from half to say even a full price for the gift card. That extra difference, you instead of pocketing the profit, you give back to your users, but they have to take some kind of action in order to get it. Because right? I think I've got that.
Yeah, but depend of the action. I mean, if you want to buy another gift card, if you subscribe today on Six Continent, maybe you are a new user. So you pay 25 of the gift card for the value facet of 25. But in the same transaction, you receive some credits back. It's not a cashback, it's a credit back for the next purchases.
Got it. Okay. And now I'm getting it. Now I'm understanding why people would want to use you. If someone's going to go buy on Amazon anyway, or Apple anyway, they might as well get the gift card from you. Even if they're paying full value, any extra that they get kicked back for next time means that next time they're going to get to pay less for the same products. And you do have big brands on your site. It's not like some rando website that you guys are selling gift cards for. It's all the brands that we know, including like Nike, Starbucks, Google Play, Apple, Banana Republic, etc. Okay. I'm getting now how the model works. Revenue, hit me with it. How much revenue did you produce 2018?
Yeah, in 2018 we closed the year about 60 million.
60 million, 60 million dollars.
Yeah, exactly, $1 million. This it's a combination of European market and the US market.
Why is it called Six Continent?
Because it's a new continent, so it's we have in the world five continents, so that's why the six continents is the way where all people together can create a new world. That's
I thought we had seven continents.
No, it's six continents. Why seven?
I thought North America, South America, Europe.
Yeah, it's
eight. Sorry?
Yeah, but that's. So for us, it's five continents.
You combine Europe and Asia into a continent because they're a body of land, North America and South America into a continent because until the Americans went and dug a Panama Canal, they were one. Got it. I didn't see that. One thing that's
I know
it.
That I know that sometimes U.S. market say seven continents, but we are six continents.
Got it. Okay. You know what? What I'm discovering is that the way that we name continents is different. My goal this year is to run a marathon on all seven, at least what we consider seven continents. And I'm discovering that for some people, some of these continents are together, like Europe and Asia are Eurasia. And for other people, there's another continent that's north of Australia, which we don't consider a continent. I forget what it's called, but I get it. All right. Now I'm understanding how your business is. I understand how much revenue you're making. I get why now you're on such a fast revenue growth like this year.
Andrew, sorry, but the great thing is not what we made last year. I mean, the great thing is the growing of the company. I mean, we passed up from 7 million of 2017 to
60 million
of last year.
Uh-huh.
And we reached in 3 months. For 2019, we already reached 20 million.
So a fourth of the month is A fourth of the year is done and you're already at $20 million this year. Got it. I can see the fast growth that you're on. By the way, watch the desk when you're moving your hands on the desk for some reason. It sounds really loud. I'm getting it. I see how you got here. I want to know why you went to finance and economics in school, because I feel like that gives me a sense of who you are. Talk about that if you could.
Yeah, sure. When I was a child, my father worked in finance. So I started to hear something about finance and something about women in the finance. So my dad told to me that I never worked in finance too, because it's a totally masculine sector and whatever. So I decided to study economy and to study finance. And so I started to work in a bank, in Morgan Stanley Bank. And then when I met the founder with me, the founder of Six Continent, I decided that after the
Let me pause for a second. I just want to hang on what you said earlier. Your dad told you finance is male dominated. You're never going to make it in finance. Think of something else. And you said, no way. I'm going to show you, Dad. This is male dominated. I'm going to do it. This is harder. I'm going to do it to prove myself. That's who you are.
Yeah, sure.
Is that accurate?
Yeah,
exactly. Because that's impressive.
Exactly. It's like that. So that's why when I met the co-founder with me, we started to study the crisis because in 2008 there is a big crisis. I work in bank and in brokerage, and I decided to stop the work there and started a new adventure of Six Continent.
What I want to understand is, you said to your co-founder, what's your co-founder's name?
It's Fabrizio Politi. My co-founder. Yeah.
You said Fabrizio. The way the world is working right now, it's awful. It's going to happen again. The way that economics are handled is just not right. I'm going to solve it. And the way you wanted to solve it was with gift cards. Why was that the solution to the 2008 crisis?
Yeah, we arrived to create a business of gift card, but we would like to give to the citizen, to the people, more spending power.
Ah, it's more spending power. You said we're going to find a way to make it easier for people to get by, to do the same shopping without spending as much money.
Yeah, exactly. And right now we give to the people per month around 20% more of purchasing power. So that's why, it's more useful. This continent is very useful.
Okay. All right. And so did the two of you quit your jobs right away to go start this? Or did you start Six Continent before you quit your job?
No, we had a lot of doubts, and we starting to create a lot of monster because the website, the first website was embarrassing. So it's horrible. But we started to create this great project. We started in India, and with the with the technical team, we have around 200 developer in India. We started there.
But before you even did that, it seems to me, looking at your background, that you started a company called Overprofit before you even got into this. Am I right?
Yeah, exactly.
What was Overprofit?
It's the algorithm that is based on, it's the base of Six Continent. It's an algorithm where we studied the whole company. We take all data of the company, and we started to study the cycle of the the company doing. So we saw some not good company, and we see the crisis, and we started to study that. So we also at the beginning we sell over profit inside Bloomberg. So we use also Bloomberg for that. So it's all this that period is what was for to study. So that
was you trying to figure out what do we do? What is the new business? And it seems like I'm looking at the Internet Archive. You were going to create a company that analyzed other companies, kind of like Bloomberg does, kind of, right? It says here, it says financial analysis of companies and markets with the powerful algorithm MomoSci.
Exactly. That, yeah.
That's what it was. So it wasn't, it's not at all the gift card thing. The first business had more to do with finances and international markets. Am I right?
Yeah, it's not the business, but it's something that we're starting to create. So it's the basis of this continent. Then we arrive in this continent that we create this continent, the website, the core business with this continent too. So, but we start from over profit. Yeah.
I'm going through this and it's really a way for people to understand, if I'm understanding this right, a way for people to understand where the markets are going and maybe even where individual stocks are going. Am I right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. All right. And so it seems like that didn't really work out for you. You were even thinking about raising money from, what was it? Crowdfunding site, right? And that wasn't really going well for you. Am I right about this part of your history?
No, we already have 600 shareholders, and they are all private. It's word by word, and they starting to finance this continent because at the beginning, me and Fabrizio starting to finance in this continent. Then we saw that we need more money, more time for that. Because we create a huge system with all API system with all brands, all companies. So it's a kind of it's our baby, but it's a heavy baby, you know.
But the first business, did you raise money for that when it was called Overprofit and it was more? No, you didn't. Got it. This was you guys funding it yourselves. Then you said this is not really the answer. Let's keep looking around. You looked around. You discovered Sixth Continent, and as an idea of letting people buy gift cards for less cash than they would ordinarily. Where did that idea come from? How did you come up with that idea? That model is brilliant.
Yeah, but we started for the crisis. I mean, we started to give a really help to the people that need help. I mean, a lot of people have a problem in 2008 because there is a very huge crisis, so that's why we started to study.
But the leap from analyzing markets to suddenly offering gift cards seems like a big one. It seems to me like somewhere you heard something that led to that, and I'm trying to understand what that was. Where did that idea come from? Was it that you saw that gift cards cost less than their face value, and you said maybe that's not what it was? What was it that led you to gift cards?
Yeah, we arrive also with the lawyer, also with the accounting. It's a combination of we know our goal. I mean, me and Fabrizio know the goal, but and sometimes we sat in a table with the lawyer, and we told to the lawyer, okay, we want to give to all people, all user, much money, you know. And so they say, okay, you have to sign with all user the agreement. And we say, no, it's possible. So we try to, it's a combinated. It's like two stones that try to, you know, to make something better to the people, to us, to everyone. So after a few years, there are 7 years. So after a few years, we find... finally, we find a very useful system. So it's models, the system.
Just constantly looking around. And then there was no one big idea that got to this. Okay. All right. Let me talk about my first sponsor and then we'll come back into the story and see what happened next. because it seems like it's the Italian market that you went after first. The first sponsor is a company called HostGator. If you're looking to host a website right, go to hostgator.com/Mixergy. What you'll get is one-click install of software like WordPress for publishing content on the internet, or Magento for publishing or creating an online store, or frankly, any one of these open source projects, but you're probably going to want to pick WordPress. They're going to give you an unbelievably low price, and forget about what they say on their website. When it's time for you to scale up beyond those unbelievably low prices, they have hosting services that will scale with you. That's what I did. I started out with the cheap plan, and then I just kept going up and up and up as my business kept growing. If you want to get started, right, go to hostgator.com/Mixergy. They'll give you the lowest price that they have. If you don't like your hosting company, just try switching over to HostGator. Hostgator.com/Mixergy. They'll take care of you. They'll even help you migrate. And not only do they have the lowest prices, but if you're not happy with them, and I have been for years, if you're not happy with them, they will even give you your money back with 45-day money-back guarantee. Hostgator.com/Mixergy. Thanks for sponsoring. Italian market was the first market, and you started out with just one store, one product. What was the first card that you offered?
Yeah, it's a fuel company, and we started off for a fuel company, but everyone say, yeah, it's a good project, but just one brand on board. So how is possible to make more brand?
How did you get that one place? How did you get that one fuel, that one gas company to say yes to you?
Yeah, it's a big deal, a commercial deal. I mean, me and Fabrizio going to the company. We were nothing, so went to the company and say, hey, we're starting to sell your gift card, and we show you that big number and blah blah blah. But we never sold any gift card, so it's totally the first one is totally a commercial deal. They believe in us, and they started to sell us the gift card. So we create with them a big deal, and we started to develop all API system. So we started with this company, and so it's a big, I'm very proud for that, because it's the first card that we start to sell, and we say something like, okay, now we sell 5,000 of fuel. Okay. And then we sell, okay. And starting to grow.
You just kept watching as you were selling all that. Got it.
Yeah.
I want to understand, why couldn't you just go out and get gift cards? People sell gift cards all the time. You don't even have to go to Apple to buy an Apple gift card. They're resellers who you partner up with, or you just make a deal with, and you get Apple gift cards, don't you?
Yeah, but we give to the people also. I mean, it's a commercial deal with the company. And we decide that to give to the people a part of our profit.
That's right, but do you need Apple's permission to buy an Apple gift card for less than face value? No, right? So why couldn't you just go out and get more gift cards without waiting for a deal with the company?
Yeah, what do you mean for Apple information?
Like, why did you have such a hard time getting other stores, other sellers to let you offer their gift cards on your site?
Yeah, you have to receive approval for that. I mean,
you do. No. You can't just sell an Apple gift card without their approval.
Yeah, sure.
You have to have their approval. You're saying
you have to receive approval. You cannot.
You buy all these gift cards directly from the company. You can't just go and buy them from a reseller.
It depends. I mean, sometimes directly from the company. Sometimes for the time, just for that to gain the time.
What do you mean to get the time?
I mean, because if I have to go to all company directly,
yes,
that keep more time. If I go to the reseller,
it takes more time, right?
Yeah.
So you go to a reseller, but then what I'm trying to understand is why you only had one gas company. Why you couldn't go to a reseller and get cards directly from them? Why did it take? Why was it so hard to get other companies listed?
Yeah, because at the beginning we want to start. At the beginning we don't know about the reseller, so that's why we started with the direct company.
Oh, really? Got it. So you just didn't even know how this whole industry worked, and you said we have to go to Apple to get Apple's gift cards. We have to go to Best Buy to get Best Buy's gift cards. And so it was taking you too long to get it. And all you had was this one gas station only in Italy. Yeah. For the few months where you had that one gas station, you were starting to build up customers. How did you get customers? How did you get anybody to know to come to your website?
It's word of word. I mean,
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. It's just that. And just last year, we started promotional on TV. So, and we
But at first, it was just word of mouth. How did you get things started for word of mouth? Who did you email? What did you do?
It's something like we started to tell on Facebook and to tell on LinkedIn and starting and some and the people and we made a lot of conventions.
A lot of you went to conventions to get customers?
Not customer, but to explain what is the Swiss continent.
Okay, all right.
And some customer arriving from that. So then it's all worth of format.
Okay.
Sorry.
No problem. I understand. I'm starting to see how this came about. Did you have any virality built in? Meaning, did people get points for telling their friends to come back to your site?
Yeah, referral link, you mean?
Yeah, so you had some of that built in.
Yeah, we have something inside. If you invite someone,
yep,
you can receive a part of our profit.
Right.
A part of our profit. I mean, the profit that we decide before with the company.
Yeah.
So the part of our profit going also to the people who invite someone.
By the way, there's so much noise going on. I'm really concerned that people are not going to want to listen to this. I want to do a good job for you, but it really would help me if you guys helped us listen to it better. So the noise in the background is bleeding into the microphone a lot.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay. All right. So the virality, the word of mouth was built into the software. People needed to share. You were starting to tell me earlier who built the software for you. It wasn't – you and Fabrizio are not developers, right? How did you get the initial developers?
Yeah, Fabrizio is working on the IT company. I mean, he's a businessman, but he works by himself in IT. So he has some IT background, he decided to take some developers from India. So we hiring company and we starting to develop in India and then we move here in Europe.
Okay. It was your own money at first. How much of your own money did the two of you put in before you went out and got more outside money?
It's around $2 million.
$2 million of your own money?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. And how did the two of you end up with $2 million? I know that you were working at a trading desk, XTB, the online trading company. Is that where it came from? Was it from Morgan Stanley, the 2 years you spent there?
No, it's my Fabrizio money. I mean, I put something less for sure. And Fabrizio has his own company before. He sold the company and so he makes some.
Got it. Look, I'm looking him up on LinkedIn to see what his previous company was to understand what he did so well with.
Sure.
His company was – it's not even listed on here. He goes from sixth continent, started July 2010 to – and then before that, he's just showing that he went to the University di Pisa. What was his company that he sold after he finished university and before he started sixth continent?
It's an IT company, but I don't remember the name of the company, but it's about an IT company.
Huh. Just some kind of IT company that did development work for people?
I don't know the name in English. Sorry for my English, but it's kind of how to say whatever.
Development shop, maybe, where they do code for people? No.
Something for the to create a folder, something of that. Fabrizio is bigger than me. He has 46 years. So before, I think that is not correct word, but it's something like a folder, online folder that the company and he creates this folder that is with paper in electronic way.
He created a folder, like a physical paper folder?
Yeah, but he transformed it in an electronic way.
Oh, and like an online folder, like Dropbox?
Yeah. I don't know the word in English, but it's something like that.
Got it. Okay. I think I'm getting it, but not fully. I'm doing my best to keep up here. All right, first set of users, I see how they came in, and then you ended up getting more product to sell.
Yeah,
how did
sure.
you get how did you get the next batch of companies who let you sell their cards?
You mean for that period?
Yeah, more resellers. So after the gas station, after the gas company, yeah. you ended up getting others. You told our producer, we started pitching ourselves to new channels for sales. You started going after new retailers. Is that from going to conferences?
Yeah, we started to speak with the reseller then. Mm-hmm. But before, we reached Amazon in Seattle.
Okay.
We go there, we speak about our project, and they say, oh, it's amazing. So, okay, we want to onboard on 6 continents. So they started before. In the United States before in Italy. So we started before in the United States. Then
it started before in the United States to sell their cards, their Amazon gift cards.
Yeah, then in Europe.
Got it. Okay, and then in Europe. By the way, I went to SimilarWeb to see where you get your traffic. Mm-hmm. The thing that stood out for me is not where you get your traffic, but where people actually are who come to your site. The vast majority of your audience is still in Italy, right?
Yeah, still in Europe right now. I mean, we expand, we move also in Portugal, in Spain, in Germany, and we
and Mozambique is even a little bit, but the majority, over 90%, is still Italian.
Still in Italy, yep. Yeah, exactly.
Then but Portugal, then United States.
Yeah, exactly. Then United States. When we started some advertising, we work with some blogger in United States. Mm-hmm. And so there is organic growth in United States, but we would like to make more and to start in United States because it's very, it's the market of the gift card and the points, the credits and the credit backs. Italy is not like that, and we made great results in Italy. So I think that in United States we can do better.
So I do see where people are coming from. The other interesting thing for me is usually when I go to look up somebody on SimilarWeb, I see Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, sometimes Instagram. I don't think I've ever seen WhatsApp web app. For anybody, how are people using WhatsApp to promote and talk about you? What are you doing on WhatsApp?
I don't know. I don't know about WhatsApp, but maybe for a referral link, they sent by WhatsApp. I don't know, and maybe that's why. But I never talk about WhatsApp. We never do nothing about.
You're not doing anything to encourage it, but you do give your members.
Yeah.
Referral links. And when somebody uses a referral link to send their friend over to your site, they get credits, which allows them to buy gift cards for less cash than the value of the card. Got it. And so they're sending it on WhatsApp because that's their communication
maybe
tool. Got it. Okay. There was a period there where people weren't believing in you. In fact, you lost a manager.
Yeah, sure.
Talk to me about what happened. What was this manager supposed to do? And then what happened that led you to lose the manager?
Yeah, because me and Fabrizio have vision, but the kind of manager didn't see the vision. And at the beginning, you have a lot of fail. I mean, you started to some market and then you see that that market is not enough.
Yeah.
And is good or whatever, and some manager not followed the goal, not followed the vision, but it's okay. And so we decide one day we already started to grow in the 6 continent website. So we developed a 6 continent website, we started to selling, but one day me and Fabrizio decide to fire everyone.
to fire everyone.
Yeah.
And, wow.
Exactly. So we say, okay, like that, we cannot continue it because every time you receive, I don't know, you, sometimes someone that, okay, we cannot do that, or maybe we cannot reach that. We cannot achieve, we cannot reach the goal. So, and we know that we can, but the manager doesn't. So that's why we decide to rebuild the whole team.
Let me see if I understand this right.
Yeah.
I'm looking at a very old article, very old meaning like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
It says, I'm translating from Italian. This is on Prima Online. It says, Sixth Continent officially launches its shopping cart payment platform in Italy. This is when you got started. Fabrizio Politi says, Michael. 2018 target, 1 million users, $100 million in turnover. So $100 million in revenue. So you guys launch immediately. You say, not only are we launching and this is going to be big, we see this as being a $100 million a year business by 2018, meaning within a year or two. So he had this big vision. This manager who was working for you did not believe in the vision and quit. And it could be a little bit of a disappointment, right? It's somebody who knows you as well as possible who says, you know what? I don't believe in you. Manager quits. You look around and you say, you know what? This manager quit because she didn't – is it she or he?
Exactly.
It doesn't matter because they didn't believe in us. Other people here don't believe in us either. We have a company of people who aren't believers. We need to replace everybody. So you fired everyone except for the engineers who at the time were in India. And you said, we're going to start brand new. Am I right?
Yeah, exactly.
With a full group of people who are believers, like a cult that every startup needs to be. Got it.
Yeah.
I'm seeing you shake your head as I said that, like you're stretching because there's some pain. What's going on? Be open with me.
It's okay. If you want to message me here, but it's okay.
No, I want to know if like there's a tell here that's saying, Andrew, you're not doing this right. I'm stressing out here. My neck hurts.
Yeah, because I'm working too much on the PC.
Oh, it's because of the computer. It's not because of what I just said. All right, let me talk about my second sponsor and then we'll come back in and say, all right, you let go of everybody. How do you start fresh? Second sponsor is a company called TopTal. If you're looking to hire developers, the best of the best developers are available on TopTal. Now, Francesca, you guys started out with Indian developers. My guess is partially because you were looking for a lower price and you needed a big team of people to do it. I would suggest that if you want to do an Indian team of developers who are inexpensive, maybe TopTal is not the place to go. But if you want to do Indian developers who are killer and cost a little bit more, not crazy like San Francisco prices, but cost a little bit more, that is a place to go. And ditto for any other part of the world, Eastern Europe, South America. I even believe in the US they have them. What they don't have is a big contingent of developers who live in San Francisco, who have to pay high San Francisco rents, who, like me, have to not just pay high San Francisco rents, but have to pay high San Francisco schooling and have to beg the schools and apply to the schools to let their four-year-old get in. That's what we were just going through. So San Francisco, really tough place to live. The people who are top of the top developers who choose to not live here and still are Google quality, San Francisco quality developers, well, they say, you know what? We want to get good jobs. They go to TopTal. TopTal puts them in their network. And when you, my dear listener, and you, Francesca, and everybody else out there, when you want to hire the best of the best developers, you go to TopTal and you say, look, I need great developers. Andrew says your guys are killer good. I'm going to challenge you. Here's our plan. Here's what we're looking for. They will set you up with great developers. If you're happy, you get to hire them. If you're not happy, you just walk away. And then I will even say this. If you try working with them and they don't live up to expectations, TopTal even gives you an opportunity to not pay and back out. Don't worry. TopTal will pay the developer for you. If you're not happy, they don't want your money, but they do want to make sure that you get the best of the best developers easily. And the way that you do it is by going to toptal.com/mixergy. That's top as in top of your head. Tal as in talent. TOPTAL.com/mixergy. Do I have to spell mixergy? Yes. TOPTAL.com/mixergy. When you go, you'll get 80 hours of TopTal developer credit when you pay for your first 80 hours, in addition to a no-risk trial period of up to 2 weeks. Wowee. So, things are going good. Things are going well. You decide, you know what? Let's start buying online ads. I looked you up. You guys do some online ads, but you said to our producer, so far they haven't worked great for us, right? What's going on? Talk to me about the online ads. When you decided we can't just count on word of mouth, we need to bring more people in, what'd you do?
We started to decide to. Sì, avete pensato su questo. We started to decide to working with some publisher here. So it's a big, most famous company of ADV here. It's a TV company. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. We started. I don't think very well for ADV, but because we already did on Facebook and Google, but it's not going very well. So we started to go through the television, and we're growing a lot.
Television worked for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. Because why do you think television worked where other platforms didn't for you?
Because it's something trustable, so that's why it's working. Because we are a new company. If you go on Google and on Facebook, no one click on that. No one. I mean, we have a few, maybe a few click, but no one subscribed. Maybe one people, two people. If you okay. know, they know you. So I think that television is good advertising because it's something trustable. And so that's why we started with television and we continue on television.
You're saying
it's
something trackable?
Yeah, trustable.
Trustable.
Yeah.
Meaning people trust what they see on TV.
Yeah, exactly.
Got it. Okay. And so that did it. But you also do something with a company called, what is it called? ClickSense Research, where I guess that's where it's a, you don't know them. I'll tell you what I've discovered about them. It's a website where people go on to get paid to give reviews. So it's some kind of review site. This is one of the top platforms that you guys advertise on. How connected are you to the advertising system in the company? You don't micromanage.
That company, I don't know the name, so we don't pay for that company, so I don't know who paid for that.
Oh, maybe it's a different ad that then gets placed there, but it seems like you guys get some good traffic from them. What apparently they do is...
Maybe I can imagine that someone for the referral link makes something like that. I don't know.
Okay.
I think that I can imagine. Sometimes to receive more credits... They make some, I don't know, some kind of this kind of company, but I don't know about this company, and we never cooperate with that company.
Oh, that's kind of interesting. You're saying that because you give your people referral credit, they just go hog wild. Whatever they want, they come up with crazy ideas that you could never have thought of and that you don't even have to pay attention to.
Yeah, I think that that people because for that people to refer a link, I mean, they receive some peanuts, some credit back, some peanuts, and I think that I can imagine, I don't know, but I think that they try to make some advertising for that and they receive for every purchase of the people on referral link. So if I invite you, I receive, but it's linear, it's one-to-one. So if I invite you, I receive forever the credits of the peanuts of credits of your purchases.
But
if you invite someone else, I don't receive nothing.
Yeah, it's just every time I invite you, I get credit for you. But when you invite someone else, I don't get any credit. But there's still an incentive. There's still an incentive for every user to go refer other users. And is it possible for somebody to use so many referral credits that they don't have to pay anything for a $25 gift card?
What do you mean?
Can somebody get a $25 gift card using nothing but credits on your platform?
Mm-hmm.
They can.
Yeah, they can, but I mean, they can, if they have $25,000, they can redeem what the credits they have.
So it's possible that somebody is getting so many different referrals that they end up not having to pay anything for a gift card just because of referrals.
No, because you can absolutely not, because for our internal law, you can pay half part.
They always have to pay some cash.
Yeah, some cash till half. So if 25 is 12 and a half. So
got it. It's still a good deal. And now as I'm looking around, a lot of this is making sense. So because you kick back so much to your users, they have an incentive to tell other people about this. They have incentive to go and be actively participating in your social network. They have an incentive to find things like there's some kind of Chinese website, Chinese in HI. I don't even know what this website is about, but I can see that there's a lot of posting in here, a lot of news on there. That's sending you traffic. So somebody probably said, hey, I'm going to list this on a Chinese website that you have no idea about, Francesca, but still it's kicking traffic to you. That is one of the brilliant parts of your business plan.
Yeah, exactly. That's why it's organic growth. You know?
I heard that in the very beginning, you used to have 4 monitors up around your office just to keep track of your users to see how well you're doing. Mm-hmm. And you used to have just 100 users at the time when you first did this. So the first year, you had no more than 100 users, but you still would look at the 4 monitors to see all your data.
Yeah.
Are you still doing that?
Yes, exactly.
You still have those different monitors set up all over. I'm seeing what's going on, by the way. There are people who want their jackets because it's the end of day for you, right? You're still in Milan today?
We are in Milan. I'm so sorry for that. Everyone, and also have 2 dogs.
Who are running around the office.
Yeah. In office, we have 8 dogs. But by the way, here we have 2 dogs.
You spent a little bit of time here in San Francisco at Click and Play, right? Isn't that big co-working space?
We have an office there in WeWork. We were there.
How is that helping you to be in here in the U.S.?
We have an officer there. We have 1 employee and one team of marketing team is external, but they helping us a lot.
To try to become bigger in the U.S. market.
But also for user experience. User experience from here, I mean, from Europe, it's totally different to United States. So in Europe, we want to see all things beautiful. I mean, the website is not very useful, very easy to understand. United States want some website that make a few things, but make very well. So it's kind of, and this company help us to convert the user experience of European market into user experience of US market. And the big company is from big company means startup, and the new company is from United States, not from Europe.
Are you guys profitable?
Yeah, we are profitable.
How much last year?
The EBITDA is around 80%, so it's 80% of 60,000. So
80% of 60,000 is profit?
Million.
80% of 60 million? 0.8 times, let me do 60 million. Wait, you guys did $48 million in profits before interest, taxes,
et
cetera?
We are in profit, but we still pay the ADV by ourselves. So we could be in profit, but we still pay ADV team, ADV, sorry, TV company. So ADV company.
So out of the 48 that's left, you still pay for the cards? No.
No. We could be profitable. I mean, we are profitable. We could be profitable, but we still pay by ourselves the advertising. I mean, the advertising TV that it's
the TV advertising, right? So after television ads, after all the expenses, office, etc., how much profit do you have?
It's something like 1.2%. It's net margin.
1.2% net margin. Got it. Okay. That makes more sense. So 1%.
It's
gross
about
margin. A million.
Yeah, about a million.
About $1 million off of $80 million in sales. And the $80 million in sales is all the gift cards that are sold on your platform.
Yeah, the gift card and B2B, but it's the same. We sell because we started to sell also advertising on our website.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that there's some ads on the platform. Again, SimilarWeb is so helpful for this type of thing. And so after cost of cards, well, how much are you spending on cost of these gift cards? If it's $80 million in sales, what's the cost of the gift cards? 60?
It's around, 60. It's around, we have around, we consider the advertising with the gift card. So we have around 33% of the margin. So advertising plus gift card. Mm-hmm. If we consider only gift card, we have around 10% of the margin.
On gift cards, it's only 10%. So if you sell $50 million worth of gift cards, it's $45 million that you're paying to get those gift cards.
Yeah, exactly.
Got it.
With this, we give to the half of this, we give to the client.
Okay. I'm with you on this. I get it. For anyone who wants to go check you out, the website is Sixth Continent. My wife says I don't know how to pronounce sixth. I'm too much of a New Yorker, so I'll say it. S-I-X-T-H. Sixth. Sixth. I always say sixth. Sixthcontinent.com is the website for anyone who wants to go check it out. I've got to try you guys for gift cards. What do I have to lose? I might as well try to pay a little bit less for stuff. Number one. Number two, I want to thank the two sponsors who made this interview happen. The first is the company that will host your website, right? Bring your idea to hostgator.com/Mixergy. And the second is a company that will help you hire phenomenal developers. Go check them out at toptal.com/Mixergy. Finally, you guys know I'm kind of obsessed with chatbots, or maybe I should tell you so you'll know I'm kind of obsessed with chatbots. If you're interested to see what I'm up to with chat, go to botacademy.com. Bot Academy, B-O-T, chatbots is what I'm into, botacademy.com. All right, Francesca, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you to you, Andrew.
You bet. Good evening. Bye. Bye, everyone.